A good night to everyone. I hope that your Yom Tov has been beautiful. It's been wonderful to see so many of you kind of around over Yom Tov and over Chol HaMoed. And it's been especially beautiful to be able to speak with many of you over the phone and by email. Again, my apologies to those who I have not been able to connect with as of yet. But in this new reality, being able to connect with everyone in a timely fashion has proven to be a little bit of a challenge, but Amir Tzashem, I appreciate your patience and I look forward to getting to speak to everyone over the coming weeks. I know that this Yom Tov has been different for all of us. The words of Manishtana have been resonating in our ears, not just on the nights of the Seder, but each and every day. Seeing so many differences in our world, seeing so many differences in our community, for many of us, seeing so many differences in our daily lives, so many differences in our mishpachos. But nevertheless, I hope that all of you are able to find some simcha, some happiness, some joy. Days. I must say that I missed all of you very much. As I say in every one of these messages, I miss our shul. I miss our davening together. I miss our bali tefillah. I miss our nigunim, I miss our halal, I miss our Kabbalah Shabbos, I miss everything, as I know that so many of you do as well. But I hope that Amir Tzashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to come back to our spiritual home, the Karav, speedily in our days. But until then, we will continue to daven, continue to learn. We will continue to daven for those who need a refuah shleima, not just within our community, but all of Am Yisrael and the entire world. We will continue to learn. Baruch Hashem, it's been so incredible to see the presence of people on our Zoom Shi'urim, Dafyomi and other Shi'urim, the incredible presence on our Zoom Minyanim, the pre-Yom Tov Kumzitz, which in Yerz Hashem takes place a half hour before Mincha, well today at 6:15, followed by 6:45 Mincha. It's been beautiful. It's been beautiful because it gives us the opportunity to remain together, to daven together, to learn together, to sing together, and also allows us to push away some of the feelings of loneliness and despair that this isolation has caused for so many. And as we come to these last days of Yom Tov, how much I would have looked forward to having our Shvi'i and Shmini, our Acharon Shel Pesach together, those powerful recitations and tefillos of Hallel, which really propel us not just through these days, but in the coming days, but Emir Tzashem, we will each strive to have a meaningful and uplifting Hallel on our own as well. The hallmark of these last days is Kriyas Yamsuf, is the splitting of the sea, the Shira, the beautiful song sung by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu begins the words, Az Yosh, or the Torah says, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Azos, that introductory phrase. Then Moshe and the Jewish people will sing this beautiful song. And the commentaries are all intrigued. Az Yashir is future tense. Future tense. Then Moshe will sing. What do you mean, then Moshe will sing? Moshe ben Klal Yisrael is singing now. So the Gemara quotes an incredible idea. Mikan remez l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. From here you see, is a scriptural allusion. Tchias ha-meisim, resurrection of the dead. That Az Yashir, then Moshe will sing. Then Bnei Yisrael will sing. It's referring to a future song. The song of messianic redemption. The song of Tchias HaMeisim, the song of going back to Yerushalayim, going back to Eretz Yisrael, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Az Yashir is a scriptural allusion to the song of Mashiach. And it struck me that here Klal Yisrael is in the middle of this beautiful Shira. They're about to start this incredible song of redemption from Egypt. Now there's final salvation from the Egyptians. The sea has been split. And the Talmud is so filled with incredible dimensions of this miracle. It's not just that the sea split, the pathway dried out. The Medrash talks about the idea that there was food. There has to be food for any Pesach program. There was food in the walls of the Yam Suf that the Jews were able just to pull out for themselves and for their family. Nisim Shebe Nisim, incredible miracles. And yet here in the midst of this miracle is an allusion to a future miracle. So strange. What about being present? What about being in the moment? What about focusing on the here and now? Why in the middle of this incredible miracle and celebration do you have to focus on something that is going to occur in the future? And perhaps the idea is as follows. That even during Yom Tov, as incredible as the miracle was, it wasn't complete. It wasn't complete joy. It wasn't full joy. Because remember, my friends, 4/5 of the Jewish people did not leave Egypt. As the Pasuk says, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Only 1/5 of the Jewish nation left. 4/5 of the Jewish people died during Makas Choshech, during the plague of darkness. They died either because they didn't really want to leave, they didn't believe in God's salvational ability, whatever the reason, they died. 4/5 of the Jewish people never left Egypt. Which means, my dear friends, that as the 1/5 of the Jewish people traversed the split Red Sea, they did so with broken hearts. If 4/5 of the Jewish people died, that means every single family must have been dramatically impacted and affected. That means almost every family was leaving without some loved one, was leaving without someone who they cared about. So was their simcha great? Was their simcha incredible? Of course it was. But was it complete? No. Because they crossed the sea and they sang and they experienced this final chapter of salvation with a little bit of muted joy, with a little bit of a broken heart over all that was lost. And so perhaps what the rabbis are teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us, is that in the midst of this little bit of muted happiness, in the middle of this incredible joy that was experienced with a broken heart, az yashir, the day will come, the time will come, when our simcha will be complete, when our simcha will be perfect, where there will be nothing missing from our celebration. That's when Mashiach comes. In the Messianic era, we will have a joy that is unadulterated. In the Messianic era, we will have a joy that will be celebrated with a complete heart. Our families will be together. Our people will be together. Mankind will experience a sense of spiritual equilibrium. So in the midst of Az Yashir, in the midst of Kriyas Yamsuf, which was a great simcha, but a simcha that was experienced with a little bit of a broken heart, there's an allusion to the greatest simcha of all. Az Yashir, we will sing again in the Messianic era, and that will be a complete joy. And I think that this resonates with incredible importance for us now as well. Because we find ourselves in the midst of incredible simcha. Pesach is an incredibly simcha dik yom tiv. And we feel the simcha, and we've been working to feel the simcha. But our simcha is a little bit muted. Our simcha is a little bit lessened. Lessened because we see what's happening in our world. We see the overwhelming suffering. We see the dramatic illness. We see the tens of thousands who are dying across the world. And so we celebrate this Yom Tov. We celebrate redemption. We celebrate historical salvation and contemporary salvation. But a little bit of our joy is missing. And that lack of joy, unfortunately, is amplified, as I mentioned before, by the absence of our beautiful Beis HaKnesses, our beautiful shul. But we have to remember, Az Yashir, as much as our simcha may be a little bit diminished now, there will come a time when the simcha will be complete. And the simcha is also diminished because, as I mentioned on the first days of Yom Tov, before the first days of Yom Tov, once again, there will be many who will be spending the last days of Yom Tov alone. And my dear friends, I would ask again, as I asked by the first days, and I appreciate so many of you who actualized this word, this request, check in on your neighbors. Check in on your loved ones. Make phone calls before Yom Tov and make a time to say, you know what, I'm going to be passing by your house at so-and-so time on the 7th day of Pesach, on the 8th day of Pesach, weather permitting. Come out, we'll say hello. We're not going to schmooze for long. I'm going to keep my social distancing requirements. But I'm going to stop in to say hello, to look in on you, and to see how you are doing. Because there are so many within our midst who are having diminished Simchas Yom Tov simply because they are by themselves and all alone. So whether your simcha is a little bit muted because you don't have your family, whether your simcha is a little bit muted because you don't have all of your family, whether your simcha is a little bit muted because maybe you're struggling with your health issues, or you have family members who, rachmana litzlan, are ill, or maybe everyone in your life is okay, but you feel the heaviness of global illness that is impacting every corner of the world. Try your best to nevertheless feel simcha over these days. And remember the words Az Yashir. The simcha may be incomplete now, but the day will come. Mashiach will come. Geula will come. The world will be restored to what it was when Adam and Chava were first created. The simcha will be complete. The joy will be unbridled. And then we will all sing together with a complete heart. I take this opportunity to wish all of you a good Yom Tov, a meaningful last days of Yom Tov, and the Meretz Hashem, L'shana.